12 o'clock hour here on a Friday. Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. And, of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. You can hear me, Nick Baugh, every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, right here on 1620 The Zone. And we are live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. And going on as we speak, you can become a St. Jude Partner in Hope, like NRJ Radio is, and help fight childhood cancer. Call 1-800-330-9727. That's 1-800-330-9727. Join the fight. People are standing by to take your phone calls and pledges as we speak. Matt Schick, 115. I'll give you my official NBA playoff predictions. That'll come by the end of the show. And we'll keep you up to speed with all the things that are moving and shaking in the world of the Masters as well. So, you know, spring game, here we are. We're 25 hours away, 1 o'clock kick, Memorial Stadium, tomorrow afternoon. And we all know that this is just one scrimmage. It's one practice of 15 total. So you can't take anything as gospel tomorrow in a lot of ways and run with it. We all know that. And to me, I would say we should all do a pledge before the game. We should all do a pledge before the game. We'll do a dry run right now. But I think, and if you're listening, Keith Mann, Bill Moose, feel free to do this tomorrow right before the national anthem. Like, I need the PA announcer to be like,
Husker fans, please rise and put your hand over your heart and repeat after me. I, Husker fan, will chill the heck out.
Will chill the heck out. I won't overreact to what I'm about to see.
I won't run to message boards and go crazy. If the offense struggles. I won't lose my mind. If the defense struggles. I won't call for people to be fired.
Yet. If Nebraska looks great.
Great.
If Nebraska looks shaky.
Go have a beer.
This I pledge to you. For now and for forever.
Thank you, Husker fans.
Was that George, do you feel like now you're ready to watch the spring game?
I feel at ease.
You feel like you have a clear mind, a clear heart, a clear way of assessing and digesting what you're about to see.
Exactly.
You feel good about it.
Ooh, that felt great.
That felt good, right? I feel energized and good, right? So I mean, the Husker spring game pledge of allegiance needs to be uttered by 90,000 people yesterday. How hilarious would that be? Imagine 90,000 people all repeating that. You talk about making, that would make SportsCenter, that would make like the Today Show, that would make Good Morning America, everything. It'd be great, all right? That's for everybody, if you need me to print that out for you and you can recite it to yourself in the mirror before you head to Memorial Stadium, go ahead, let me know. Get your minds right. So with the Husker spring game Pledge of Allegiance in the books, let me lay out 10 things I'm going to be watching for and excited to see tomorrow. Number one, Adrian Baugh Martinez. I want to see how this guy looks. It's not a thing where you're watching him because you're wondering, oh man, I wonder how good he can be. We know how good he is. He's super important. He's the MVP. But you want to see the MVP look solid, look sharp, right? You know, you want to see a guy continuing to improve and you want to see him take another step, another opportunity to lay your eyes on Adrian Martinez Baugh, which I think we all want to do, including yours truly. That's number one. Number two, overall athleticism. I've laid this out a bunch, but I do think there are obviously some things you can't figure out in one day. But I do think you can swoop in and get a sense of the overall athleticism on a roster in a scrimmage. And obviously that's relative to where this team's athleticism was a year ago and even 6 months ago. You want to see a team that's bigger, faster, stronger than they were in the last spring game, and when they were how big and fast and strong they were even in Black Friday against Iowa. There have been too many teams over the last few years where I just felt like Nebraska lacked the athletes that pop on the screen. So I want to see if Nebraska's taking strides there. Number three, I'm going broad. I'm copping out. It's my show, so I'll do what I want. The wide receiver position. I mean, where do you even start? J.D. Spielman is out. Wandell Robinson is out. So the spotlight is on all the other guys to step up and ball out. You know, what does Andre Hunt look like? We've heard about him. Jerron Woodyard. Dude was a big-time sprinter in high school. Can he showcase that top-flight speed? Javon McQuitty, very highly touted kid coming out of high school. Miles Jones, Jamie Nance, on and on and on and on and on. For Scott Frost's offense to really click, you got to have dangerous weapons. You just do. How explosive does this offense look without Stanley Morgan and without J.D. Spielman? We're going to get a glimpse of that tomorrow. We are. Number four, running backs. Same thing I just said can be said about the running back spot. Divine Ozigbo, 1,000-yard rusher, gone. Maurice Washington isn't playing given his legal situation. We still don't know what's going to happen with Maurice Washington and his status moving forward next year. There are huge question marks at that spot. Who steps up? Again, for this offense to click, you better have a dude there that's pretty explosive. Home run hitter, make people miss. Top flight speed. How do some of these other running backs look with an expanded role and an expanded opportunity and more carries? Who pops? Who makes that first, move? You know that, Who's the first one to make you say, As a man, I want another man to make me say, All right? Is that wrong?
Not in that context, nope. God.
I want to see a man make me say, Is that wrong? Because that's what I'm looking for tomorrow. I want to see a collective group of men make me say, mama. But I think that running back spot is it's intriguing. It's interesting. I think the running back position is the one sport that you can, quote unquote, see it pretty fast. Either a guy kind of has it or he's just a guy. You know? There have been a lot of guys that are just, you know, a lot of running backs that are just a guy. I don't mean that necessarily negatively, but it's like not everybody can be Amir Abdullah and Amon Green. You know, not everybody can be Adrian Peterson. Not everybody can be Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley. And so that'll be super intriguing. Number five, the linebacker spot. I mean, depth is a massive issue here, and you have already had a Henrich go out after having shoulder surgery earlier this week, so that spot is thin. How does that spot look? Now, the hard part about trying to get a sense of the linebacker spot tomorrow is Henrich isn't going to be there. You're hoping he's going to be back for August. There's no Will Honus. He's still not quite ready to go after coming off that knee surgery. So we're not going to get a full scope or a full deck. They're not playing with a full deck. But you want to see what the returning guys look like. You want to see him appear more comfortable. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited to watch Mo Berry. He was the one guy last year who was the consistent performer and seemed to really take to the new staff. Like the change, he really liked it. And, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd say that Muhammad Berry is probably the most known commodity that defense has. And you probably want to see your most known guy look good. So I'm going to be looking for the linebackers as well. Number six, Darian Daniels. Oklahoma State grad transfer, older brother of Damian Daniels. He's an enormous human being. He's a mature guy because of his age and his mental makeup. And Nebraska needs all the help it can get on that defensive line spot. How does he look? What's the impact? How does he move? That size on the field, all that stuff. He can plug up things pretty good right over the middle, which obviously that's a huge place to start. When you're in a conference like the Big Ten, which is a grown man trenches league. You know how roller coasters is like, you must be this tall to ride this ride? It's like, you must be this tough to even play in this conference in the trenches. You need guys in those spots. I'm excited to get a look at Darian Daniels. Number seven, the backup quarterback spot. Even though he's likely going to redshirt, Luke McCaffrey will be a guy I'm interested in watching. And even though we've seen Noah Vedral before, I'm excited to watch him as well. You know, Vedral could be the backup, which I assume he will. And as we've seen over the years, backups come in and play and start and are important. Whether it's Ron Kellogg III, Riker Fife, or Andrew Bunch, all had to start and play significant snaps. Need a guy that's solid there. And listen, Vedral should be super comfortable in this system, given that he's been in this system the longest. And with McCaffrey, you know, his last name makes you intrigued, man. Son of Ed McCaffrey, brother of Christian McCaffrey. Football is in his blood. How many times do you think at dinner conversations, like, hey, can you pass the bread? And what are our thoughts on the 3-4 defense? All right, we'll start with you. You know, like, I'd imagine that's kind of what dinner conversations centered around. It's in his DNA. It's in his blood. How does he look? How does he move? How does he react to the crowd in the moment? That's important for the quarterback spot. Is he wide-eyed? Is he cool as a fan? What's the ball look like coming out of his hands? How's his running style? What's his pocket presence? I'm excited to see all those things and get a glimpse of maybe what the future may look like at the quarterback spot. Number eight, Lamar Jackson. It's a guy that still is intriguing to me. He looks the part, right? I mean, the measurables are mama. Like, wow. I think he's that's probably one of the reasons he got so much love and pub heading to Nebraska. And his you know, struggles are well documented, really struggled early, got benched last year in the Purdue game, but dude showed some toughness, responded, ended up playing great. So is there another step up from here for him? Again, he's a guy that looks the part. And so were the issues mental with him? And has he kind of gotten that fixed? Very interesting, very intriguing. I'm excited to watch him play. Number nine, special teams. I'm not even sure how things are going to be structured and how much we're even going to be able to see there. Probably not a ton. I bet we're not seeing a bunch of punts and kickoffs and all that stuff. But ultimately, you know, this is a unit that was not good last year. And there's a lot of work to be done there. And I don't think we're going to see a ton, but whatever we do see, you hope it's improved. I mean, special teams, not good last year at all. Not good. And then number 10, I just want to watch Scott Frost run out of the tunnel. It just never gets old. I'm sorry. I just love it. I just love it. I want to see Scott Frost run out of the tunnel. It's always exciting to see him out there doing his thing. All right. So there you go. Those are the 10 things I'm looking for. Want to watch Scott Frost run out of the tunnel. Want to see how special teams looking. Want to watch Lamar Jackson do his thing. Want to see those backup quarterbacks and what they look like. I want to see Darian Daniels and how big he is and how big of an impact he can have. I want to watch the linebackers, depth and issue there. You're going to be shorthanded, but nevertheless, you want to see those guys take a step forward, including Muhammad Berry, who we're all assuming is going to be money in the bank, but you want to see him go tighten everything up. Number four, the running backs. I mean, I don't even know necessarily what all that stuff's going to look like. Wide receiver spot, same thing. J.D. Spielman's out. Wandell Robinson's out. Stanley Morgan's no longer a part of the program. Graduation. You want to watch the overall athleticism. Hopefully you're seeing a team that's bigger, faster, stronger. And then lastly, I want to watch Adrian Martinez-Ball go out there and do his thing. Basically, in conclusion, I want to see if a bunch of men can make me say, ooh, okay, that's what it is, all right? Just typical guy stuff, am I right? Yeah, it's typical guy stuff. You know, I'm going to have a six-pack. I'm going to tell the wife, honey, not now. All right? I'm going to say, honey, I'm trying to see if a group of men can make me say, woo. You know, typical guy stuff. I don't got to tell you guys. All right? Man power right now. All right? Too much testosterone. All right. Again, Tiger Woods tees off in about a half hour. Keep you up to speed on everything he's doing. Matt Schick, 1 hour from now. Do I want to lay out my NBA predictions on the other side? Do you want to do that?
Oh, baby.
Pacers.
Pacers winning it all. Doug McDermott, NBA champs. How about that?